always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you are tuned in to yet another show of Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Man, I just want to say it's a privilege and an honor to be before you guys. I don't take this lightly. I appreciate everybody out there for checking us out, tuning in, listening, those that have chimed in, those that have, you know what I'm saying, said how the show has impacted their lives. Man, we appreciate all of you guys, man. We couldn't do it without you. We would not do it without you. That's really what's up, man. And I want to say thank you too for all the people that have sent in donations to help the show keep going. Man, this is something that I love to do. I was talking to a lot of people, man, and they were like, why you do this? I was like, man, I was showing people music in high school, man, in the kingdom. So ain't nothing changed, but now I get to chop it up with some of the artists, man, that I love listening to. So that's what's up. Speaking of artists that we love to check out, love listening to, we're going to get it in with a homie from DJ. He is from VA, and he goes by the name DJ Noble. And my dude Kingdom 7, I was trying to swing it so he can get in on the show with us, because, you know, that's his hometown, man. He done kicked it with him. And we're going to get it in with him today on the show, man. Tell somebody it's going down. Check it out, man. We're going to get into some new music. You're going to love this music, man. Check it out. The playlist is on yadadaking.com. If you want to find out who's on this show, that's all you got to do. Or check out the app. Take it with you. You know how we do it. I'm going to salute y'all. I'll be right back after this.
Cell phones in the air. To the world and I see, got a lot of guns and aiming at me. As they say, I love the church, I don't care about the streets. That's so far from the truth, why they lying on me? I'm where I'm supposed to be, trying to play my role. Staying faithful to the gospel, seeing a lot of growth. Been a lot of testimonies all around the globe. And I ain't bragging, that's from rapping about what God has spoke. There used to be a gift, now it's criticized. If my heart is for the church, why is this a crime? Whatever happened to the days when the minstrel's pride was speaking life into the body, I'm a bit surprised. Better recognize church, got my eyes on the streets. Looking at the world with the eyes on me. What they talking about, huh? Jesus is for everybody, huh? Jesus is for everybody. Poor, got my eyes on the rich. Looking at the trap boys and the life of a prince. What they talking about, huh? Jesus is for everybody, huh? Jesus is for everybody. Got my eyes to the church and I see them automatic weapons and they aiming at me. Say I'm preaching to the choir, people dying in the streets. You be preaching to them too if you seen them lately. No doubt is in my mind, is making perfect sense. Am I doing something wrong talking to the saints? I'm just giving it my all and I'm in my own skin. While I'm building up the body, walking in His grace. But while I'm talking to the church, I hope they over here. We want the whole world to know we over here. I'm talking from the lawyers and the doctors to the corners with the choppers to the homies in the barber chair. My whole career. Looking at the church, got my eyes on the streets. Looking at the world with the eyes on me. What they talking about, huh? Jesus is for everybody, huh? Jesus is for everybody. Poor, got my eyes on the rich. Looking at the trap boys and the life of a prince. What they talking about, huh? Jesus is for everybody, huh? Jesus is for everybody. Just for a moment, can I stand in my own defense? I had a brief talk with Kanye West. Dinner with Nick Cannon, only told my friends the issue with Tech N9 a little more complex. And I can tell you we're impressed, I'm talking with the stars. What good is that if I don't speak to security guards? Something's wrong with my maturity, charity's flawed. Cause I ain't speaking, man, this whole family is lost. I guess the moral of the story is Jesus Christ came for the notorious, and the saint, grace for the less glorious, and the famed, understand where the glory is. Send his name. Send his name in his name. Send his name in his name. Understand that the glory is in his name. Since niggas like church, got my eyes on the streets. We're looking at the world with the eyes on me. What they talking about? Jesus is for everybody, huh? Jesus is for everybody. Poor, got my eyes on the rich. Looking at the trap boys and the life of a prince. What they talking about? Jesus is for everybody, huh? Jesus is for everybody. Chife. J-I-F-E.
Yeah.
Jesus is for everybody. Blacks, whites, rich, poor. Church folks, the religious. No matter where you are, whatever walk of life. Yeah. Jesus is for you. Yeah.
Light Brothers.
I just feel like we could do better with our resources. My homies steady for that cheddar that we keep on us. That bread and that lettuce ain't edible, but feast on it. So be it, eat it, go put your teeth on it. Bite the bullet, they pull it, go ahead and be on us. Getting beheaded is a fetish of the street corners. I need a ledger for the skull. Writing Proverbs 26:11 on the wall. Like a reverend, but it's raw. Like the essence, so I draw like a weapon. And I carve out a section of the floor for his presence. Realest thing you ever seen. Bloody body ripped like my shredded jeans. I'm blessed I get to carry round these heavy wings. Know me? Should be cool to say just how I feel. And keep it G without no bottle or no swallow pills. That make you uneasy, feel free to get your dash on. I'm just being me like Halloween without a mask on. Cash on the floor, baby, where's your self-esteem? Get on that Proverbs 31 and see yourself a queen. Free yourself without the help from that promethazine. Around my finger is a metal belt, my wedding ring. It keep my pants off, now I got my hands off. Like I got the answer, hating is a cancer. Got a chance to see that light, cause I was picturing that death. Like a camera at a crime scene and the victim is my flesh, bleh. Jeopardize me once again. On the corner pumping block, jumping like a trampoline. I was there rapping, they was trapping, busy making cream. That was they habit, smoking cabbage from Jamaica, Queens. Serving addicts, highest ladders, I would pray for fiends. Then he pulled me away, emphatically chasing dreams. Dodging traffic and some of them cars had laser beams. You know what that is, red dot scopes. I was broke but didn't care because the kid got hope. May never be a millionaire, my kicks may not have a million pair. But like Blaylock, when he take that shot, I'ma take my prayer, put it in the air, Lord.
I want to ride the skies in my sleep.
Listen up. You got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio? Hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yadatheking.com and advertise today. Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services? Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses? Do you need help in pulling it all together? The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs. Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review. We are excited to share with you in a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world. Visit HunterHartPublishing.com. Hunter Hart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world. Right there, that was Eshawn Burgundy, Close Your Eyes, featuring Mr. Ink. I love that track right there. Man, I got somebody that is no stranger to mixing up some music. He gets on the ones and the twos. He got a show out in VA, Two Up, Two Down. Shout out to DJ Kingdom 7, man. But I'm getting it in today with DJ Noble, man. How you doing today, brother?
Yo, I'm good, fam. How you doing?
Man, we blessed, bro. We blessed, man. How was the Christmas, man?
Yo, Christmas was off the chain, man. You know, a lot of downtime, which is dope. You know, a lot of family time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
That's what's up, man. We about to get it in real heavy. We always start with the testimony, man. I want to know how you came to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you call him the living Jesus Christ, man. So let us know what's up, man. How did he change your life?
How he changed my life? Where do I begin? Like, this testimony is so long, man, but
give me like a five-minute version.
Five-minute version?
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
That seems like a lot of time, too. basically, man, I grew up in the church. As a kid, my parents made me go to church. I participated in all the church activities I could as a youth, and I was highly involved in church. But as a youth, I really didn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I knew who he was just because of the involvement I had in the church. I pretty much knew about him. I knew about the stories in the Bible. I knew, you know, about the Old and New Testament. I knew all about that stuff, but I didn't really have a relationship with them.
Hmm.
Then I went to college, and in college, you know, I did my thing, wild out, you know, did the club scene a lot, did what everybody normally would do in college if you weren't living for Christ. And but at that point in time, there was a organization called FCA, Fellowship for Christian Athletes, of Christian Athletes. And I started going to some of their meetings. And ironically, one of those, in a few of those meetings, definitely some seeds were sown, and I was able to really receive a lot from that. But shortly after my freshman year, I pretty much like set that aside and started doing my own thing again. And then, like, years later, I mean, I always felt like, you know, God was by my side, man. And I was like, I know he's, like, kind of, like, in the back burner. You know, like, I was doing my thing, God was in the back burner. And there was one time where I was actually in church while I was in college, and the pastor did an altar call, and I was like, I felt my heart just beating, like, man, time to start down. I was like, nah. I figured, like, if I gave my life to the Lord, I'd have to pretty much give up everything. Well, I decided, nah, I'm not going to do that now. So I kind of went back into the scene, man, and did whatever, wild out, party drinking, you know, girls, all that kind of stuff, club scene, club life, blah, blah, blah. And then it came to down to the time where, I couldn't stop running, man, like, because I knew God was behind me. He was behind me the whole time, man. And I was like, okay, God, like, you stopped me in my tracks. I'm done doing what I'm doing. And so at that point, I just surrendered my life to Christ maybe 5 or 6 years after that incident, man, in college.
Mm.
And I've pretty much been living for him ever since. That's my testimony in a nutshell, really.
Yeah.
Around understanding God's grace, like, God was constantly pursuing me. And I was like, oh, I'll be all right, God, without you. But then eventually, just like, I'm at the end of my race. I can't run anymore. It's just like, you're running a mile race, you got to stop at some point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's over. And that's how I kind of felt. Like, I was in this mile race. And you know, after I came, like, after, you know, on the fourth lap, around, you know, three quarters or about a quarter to the finish line, I just like, okay, I just started jogging to the finish line and realized, okay, this is it. This is it. Okay, you got my attention.
Yeah.
Great time living this life. There you go, God. Surrender it all.
Man, well, talk to me, man, just about some things that God has really grown you up in since that instance, bro.
Since that instance, like one of the things I realized when I was out and doing my own thing, man, the world without God, was hip-hop was such a big part of my life. And I came to the point where, I couldn't separate God from hip-hop. Like, it either had to be one or the other. And when I gave my life to Christ, I pretty much chucked all of my secular stuff, like most of it, at the beginning, especially the stuff that meant the most to me in hip-hop.
Yeah.
I got rid of, and then eventually I just got rid of all of it. And I'm not saying that's what people should do, but that was my testimony, because I just couldn't really give my life to God and dedicate my life to hip-hop.
Let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this. With what you just said, what was a benefit to you that you can say, hey, man, after I got rid of this, this happened in my life? Can you share that with anybody?
A benefit, man? Well, I mean, if you think of just the poison in hip-hop, really, I guess this is also part of my testimony, is that hip-hop, because it's so indwelled in me, because it was my lifestyle, it became a part of who I was. So, and the things that, you know, especially secular, most secular hip-hop promotes sex, money, drugs, fast living, you know, those types of things, that's what I was drawn to, especially in the time of hip-hop where, you know, like Mobb Deep and Biggie and Jay was coming on the scene, and Jay-Z coming on the scene, and things that they would talk about, the mafioso type lifestyle, man, I was really drawn to it. Like, I would be into all the gangster movies, Goodfellas, Godfather 1, 2, and 3, Scarface, man, I was just like, Boys in the Hood, and, you know, Menace to Society, though. I mean, I just gravitated to those things, and it really, I mean, it was pretty much, it grasped me to the point where, like, I started becoming like them. So giving up hip-hop in that sense, in that secular lifestyle, giving that stuff benefited me greatly, because those no longer became my thoughts. My thoughts became, you know, became heavenly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My thoughts became godly. Like, yeah, I'm gonna run my life according to the way God wants me to run it. So, I mean, when you constantly listen to music or watch things, you know, the eyes of the gateway to the soul, you know, and you constantly listen to things, man, it really it grabs a hold of your attention, man. And believe it or not, I mean, some people say, well, I just listen to it to deep, though. The message is what rocks us a lot of times, and really gets into our spirit. So by me giving up all that stuff, it greatly benefited me, man, because my focus was now on God. What does the word say about how I should live and what I should do in my life? So I think that's the major benefit that I had from giving hip-hop up at that time.
All right, man, we're going to hop into this track from you, man, called Get Back Up. Talk to me, man, about this track right here. And I see you got a video for it, too.
Yeah, man. My dude, Mally, a.k.a. Quentin Filipino, directed, filmed it, man. He did a great job on everything. This track is with my dudes, Eighth Wonder and Catastrophe Armageddon. Yo, basically, it's us. And my dude, Sincere, I forgot about him. Basically, what this track is talking about is going through the trials of life. You know, even as Christians, just as people in general, not just Christians, but people in general, go through life situations on a daily basis. And, man, the point of the whole track is like, hey, we can't let life get us down. We need God to help us get back up.
All right, let's hop into this. Yada the King Radio with DJ Noble. Let's holler.
Nice. Trying to find a way, fam, digging for that flashlight. Staying on a narrow path, gotta keep my balance. Reminded of his righteousness, it never keeps me silent. Gotta go hard, get up when I'm falling. Even if you knock me down, my faith will keep me crawling. That's why I'm balling, head above the water. Return of the prodigals, welcome back, daughter. No need to fold now, no, I'm not a quitter, yo. Yes, I'm in this fold now, for souls will go get us. So, but your boy ain't perfect, Jesus got it like that. If you think you are, then pass me the mic back. I might be off the chain, his word keeps me on track. So I gotta get back up and push these units off the rack. Ignite with this flame, homie, can't be slipping through the cracks. Like my dude Fizzle, I ain't even turning back.
What are you crying for?
Past due, ignoring landlords, cause you know what they gon' ask you. Looking for this month because you missed the last two, and that's just one of the people that you owe cash to. You done borrowed money from everybody you know. When they see you, they already know that you broke. Go to give some blood, hoping you can find something, but they won't let you give cause you got a child coming. Putting in applications but feeling so rejected, cause they say thank you for submitting but you weren't selected. You panicking because you never had a kid, and you weren't exactly sure just who the daddy is. You go to church hoping you can find some residence. They out of funds and you ain't been back ever since. Girl, keep your head up, never put your faith in man, and get back up even when it aches to stand.
What are you crying for?
One life to live, so you know that I'm a living up. Like I'm on the top floor, walking to the upper room. Suicidal thoughts, so you think that I'll be jumping soon? No. I'm a veteran, never was a weatherman. On my last crusade, Reverend Robert Edison, the Gittison. I am praising on my way to heaven, and my soul has been sick. Christ is my medicine. It's a process, I'ma progress. Eliminate the chunk change, call it nonsense. Real man pray, used to sin all day, never tapping out, call it MMA. So crucify me, even euthanize me. Cash is in that clay like my name's Muhammad Ali. This is a KO, Satan isn't able. Following my Jesus, tossing on my table.
Crying for, and why?
Gotta get up. can feel it deep in my chest. There's a passion in me that's burning. I can't sleep or getting no rest. I get overwhelmed by this burden. I see people lost and in pain. Now I could die like a coward. I could run my mouth and complain, or I could do something about it. I know Satan's up to no good. I can see the works of his evil when I take the walk to my hood. I can hear the cries of my people. I see murals up with lit candles. R.I.P. on they t-shirts. Shots flying at till it's handled. When it's beef, they draw heat first. I watch the news on TV, and it's all the stories they feed me. I see murder on replay. The reports are looking like D-Day. What's happening? The impact is in, it's so evident. I start snapping when I see all these young black and Latin men wasting life until tragic end. And that fire burns in my heart. I won't sit back and watch it. I'm gonna shine my light in the dark. Even when it looks catastrophic, I won't front and hide like these rappers. I'm gonna hit the trap with them trappers, cause I hear them screaming out YOLO. I tell them about the light that comes after. I can feel it deep in my chest. There's a passion in me that's burning. I can't sleep, I'm getting no rest. I get overwhelmed by this burden, cause a fire burns in my heart. Fire burns in my heart. I said a fire burns in my heart. That fire burns in my heart. I let it burn. That fire's in my heart, I let it burn. That fire's in my heart, I let it burn. That fire's in my heart, I let it burn.
Keep it 30 dozen, yeah, that's what they don't like. Got beef with principalities, we gon' fight. Pull my sword out, yeah, I'm gon' strike. Cleansed by the blood, yeah, my sins, they all white. I'm known for handling my business, God over money, my witness. I heard everything that them haters say, but I drown them out with forgiveness. I'm riding around and I'm getting it, changed by the truth and I'm spitting it. Ain't chasing stacks, but let's face the facts, I got poverty on my hit list. I'm in the trap and I'm in the booth, want the facts and I get the proof. Man for hire, I get the job done, I don't even need no interviews. I don't even need no rap songs, no amplifiers, no microphones. Shine bright with no lights on. All I need is that God fire, all up on me like Jeremiah. God name like a strong tower, word cut like a barbed wire. God is holy, Christ the answer, I'm on duty like Manny Lambert. Look for wisdom and keep preparing, the lack of knowledge why people perish.
I can feel it deep in my chest. There's a passion in me that's burning. I can't sleep, I'm getting no rest. I get overwhelmed by this burden, cause a fire burns in my heart. Fire burns in my heart. I said a fire burns in my heart. That fire burns in my heart, I let it burn. That fire's in my heart, I let it burn. That fire's in my heart, I let it burn. That fire's in my heart, I let it burn.
That fire's in my heart, I let it burn. Out of my burning heart, ice cream, I'll turn it off like D. All that murder talk, I heard it all. It's finna be a curtain call when I squeeze. I got the word of God inside me, and I keep that thing loaded. That sin life is my old chick. Now I'ma live life with my soul hit. To the bottom, the pride, to the old pits. When I hit the block, I go fish. I got a whole gang of souls to go get. To need Jesus Christ and don't know him yet. And I hate to see the condition we in. It gets to me, it's no mystery. Sin is king and the Mr. Weak Men, but he forgives if you just to repent. Christ still reigns in the land of the fallen. Keep faith through the trials and the hardships. And my aim is to get up in the game, lead them all to the Savior. I'm ash on the heartless. I'm Rob Brown and I'm mobbing, trying to live it out like I talk it. If I slip up and get tripped up, then I get up and back on it. Send prayers up for the hood. If I suffer, it's just for the good. Still my fire burning, so I apply all that I have learned in that book. Send prayers up for the hood. If I suffer, it's just for the good. Still my fire burning, so I apply all that I have learned in that book.
I can feel it deep in my chest. There's a passion in me that's burning. I can't sleep, I'm getting no rest. I get overwhelmed by this burden, cause a fire burns in my heart. Fire burns in my heart. I said a fire burns in my heart. That fire burns in my heart, I let it burn. That fire's in my heart, I let it burn. That fire's in my heart, I let it burn. That fire's in my heart, I let it burn. That fire's in my heart, I let it burn.
No matter where I go, this evil's all that I see. I see. Don't douse the fire, let it burn. So I'ma take a stand to fire.
All right. All that I need. That's the homie Dayton featuring fire, Bizzle and the homie out in New York. Man, I can't remember dude's name right now. Lavoisier. Hey, man, if he knew I said that, he would be at me. But you know what I'm saying? I remembered your name, fam. So hey, it's all love. I got DJ Noble with me. I didn't forget his name. Y'all need to go check out the music video for that song we just played from him. It's at his YouTube page, and that's DJ Noble 4, the number 4, Christ. Go check it out. It's a clean video, man. I'm watching it as we go right now, man. But DJ Noble, Talk to me about what you do, man, because your name is DJ Noble. I seen you in the video spitting. Like, so what are the gifts that God has blessed you with, and how are you utilizing them?
What's crazy is, like, I'm DJ Noble, but I'm really not a ones and twos DJ. I'm doing what you're doing right now. I'm a radio host.
Okay.
So I've been actually hosting my own show called Urban 1-1 Friday nights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time. So I guess out there it'd be 7 to 10 Pacific time. But, yeah, I've been doing that for a while, man. It'll be 10 years in September.
Oh, wow.
And it's crazy, man, because just getting the opportunity to spin Christian music on the radio, man, spin Christian hip-hop, rap music, R&B, R&P, whatever genre, you know what I'm saying, whatever related genre, you know, people want to call it, man, it's all the same to me. But I've been doing that for a while. I've been, man, just honored to produce my own mixtape with the help of a lot of people here in VA, along with Campino, who's on the mixtape as well. It's been crazy, man. This was something I always wanted to do. I always wanted to spit, man. I got the opportunity to do radio because I wanted people to hear the message of Christ through hip-hop music, through rap music. And then, you know what I'm saying, then I just had this urge to produce my own music as well. So from the music standpoint, that's what I do. You know what I mean? As far as ministry is concerned.
All right, man. You're going to have to talk to me about Urban 1-1. What is that all about? You told me it's a radio show. Well, what should people expect when they're checking your show out?
Look, I got some great help at Urban 1-1. I really just have the backing of the radio station to do it. What's dope really about the station itself, Current FM, is that we play everything from rock, pop to hip hop throughout the day. So we have a specialty show, which is my show, but then our station just plays everything throughout the day, which is pretty much unheard of in Christian radio, especially for FM radio stations. My Urban 1-1, what you can expect is pretty much 3 hours of Christian hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, nonstop. We play a lot of local cast, but we play a lot of national and international artists as well. So, you know what I'm saying, it's not an extended talk period time, but we do have some major interviews. We've had tons of interviews from major artists. We've had a lot of artists come through there lately, man, within the last year or so. Cannon came through and topped it up with us. D-Mob, T. Hattie, Jay came through and, you know, she's topped, man, she's hilarious, man. So we've had some great artists to come through. Man, Thizzle came through like 8 years ago. A lot of these cats, man, I've been doing it for so long, man, that I've known a lot of these cats before they became quote-unquote big.
Yeah.
Like Thizzle, like Lecrae, like Raw Servant. A lot of these cats, it's really dope, man, to see the progression of where they were and where they are today, man. So.
No, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, man. And shout out to my crew too. I got a crew of 3 people that help me out every week. Dina, AQC, Wilk the Rapper. They're there with me every single week. So if you see tweets, you'll probably see a tweet from Dina. And just the other two, man, just helped me out on the air too. Just trying to, you know, provide a good sound every week, man. So if you want to follow our timeline or, you know, our playlist, you can go online every Friday night and check us out.
All right, and that's currentfm.com for all y'all around the world trying to figure it out. You also got some mixtapes out, man. Is this the first mixtape you're working on right now, or what's the deal? Let me know.
All right, yeah. Well, I have a couple of mixtapes. The first one was actually just something to promote the show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of used as an evangelistic type tool, along with a tool just to let people know we're here and we're in the area. And that was a few years back. And then I had the Peace Prize pregame warm-up mixtape, which is my very first project. And I had the songs like Get Back Up, like you played earlier. And just a variety of local artists here in the 757 VA that hopped on the track. One dude that's really getting a lot of recognition that actually helped me out on most of the mixing as well was Premises. Mm-hmm. And he pretty much probably he mixed at least half of the mixtape himself. Okay. As far as laying down, you know, the vocals and putting it all together, putting all the songs together. He did at least half of the project. So that dude is really multi-talented, man. He could really do a lot. And, you know, just, I'm trying to think, man, Hollywood Holly, now known as Jay Allen, he's on the project. N.R. Hunt, I know you guys interviewed N.R. not too long ago.
Yep.
It's just crazy, man. It's a conglomerate of cast that came together and said, yo, you know, we want to know that, people to know that VA is out here, that we do great music, that we love the Lord, and we have a quality product in this area. So people can actually download the whole project for free. There's a couple places they can go. They can go to djnoble.bandcamp.com. They can also go to noisetrade.com/djnoble757.
All right, man. He putting VA on the map. I'm going to ask you about this song, Under the Influence. Tell me what's popping as we get ready to hop into it.
Under the Influence, wow. I mean, yo, that's great, yo. That's one of my favorite tracks, man, that I actually recorded. It features Scott Lane and my dude, T-Dot. And the whole track is pretty much taking the metaphor, using a drugs and alcohol metaphor, and flipping it around. So, like, especially in my verse where I talk about just being under the influence, not under the influence of drugs and alcohol, but being under the influence of Christ. Scott Lane talks about being under the influence of Christ instead of the church culture. You know, there's a church culture out there that says that, hey, you have to do things A, B, C, or D. You know what I'm saying? You can't do anything non-traditionally. You have to do it the traditional way, or it's not Jesus. And we're saying, nah, man, our influence is Christ. We want to do things the way God has created us to be. And pretty much P-Dot summarizes what Scott Lane just said, too, as far as, like, he goes in the same direction that Scott does, too. So that's pretty much the gist of the song.
All right, so let's hop into it. Yada the King Radio. DJ Noble's chilling with me. And that's two up, two down for all the cats in VA. Let's check it out.
Mine's been ordered, changed by the covenant. No limits to my speech, got the word in me. Don't even care, yo, throw the breathalyzer on me. Yep, that'll lock me up, but it won't shut me up. My source is divine, you know what? I'm covered up. Gotta tap that vine in, yeah, I'ma drink it up. Toast it in the air, J. Christ, gotta give it up. Feeling for the munchies, got that bread of life. Eat on it too, he was broken for our strife. So imitate me as I imitate Christ. Give him the keys, get charged with DUI.
Under the influence, tables are turned, yo. Under the influence, don't sit that late and low. Under the influence, get high, but I'm sober though. Under the influence,
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 under the influence.
Yo, I'm blacking out on these white belts. They say I'm spazzing, so I guess I know how Christ felt.
Yeah.
What if Christ is still walking the earth? Matter of fact, what if he walked in your church? Would you recognize him? Would you expect to find him? With a new suit, leather shoes, gold chains, bodyguards that step behind him. Plus a mesmerizing watch with a set of diamonds so bright you can turn the light off and they still shining. Or would he tell you how to get rich? Quick if you sow seeds, believe for the proceeds, dispersing what you don't need, so you can OD and what the world has to offer. Or would he tell you what he died for? Tell you how to live a life the Father would be proud of, not just chasing for the promise. To be honest, there's nothing wrong with having God's abundance, long as his heart is the number one influence. You're under
under the influence.
Tables are turned, yo.
Under the influence.
Don't sit that late, no.
Under the influence.
Yeah, but I'm sober though.
Under the influence.
Ain't no more than a road.
Under the influence.
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 Seen the red and blues, and I already knew the boys was after me. The reason I had no clue. I wasn't speeding and my license was good. My plates were straight, nothing was under my hood. So why would they stop a young man like me? I could pull the race card or I could take it like a G. The officer wrote me a summons and said I was at large. I was innocent, but let me explain my charge. He said you preach the gospel, but don't wear a shirt and tie. Religious law says that's 25 to life. You speak in a weird tongue around here that's banned. Then you preach a word that I can actually understand. Even though we never asked, you never said you were a Christian, but then again we could always tell by your living. Yep, I was guilty on every single charge. You can say they locked me up cause I stand behind my bars.
Yeah. Under the influence,
tables are turned, yo.
Under the influence,
don't sit that late, no.
Under the influence,
yeah, but I'm sober though.
Under the influence,
ain't no more than a road.
Under the influence,
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 under the influence.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Noble from VA. Two up, two down. You're rocking right here on Yala the King Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, Lord. It's your boy. I don't know where to start, Lord. Then again, I didn't start it. Dear Father, yeah, your son is so tired. I'm still so young, but I feel like I should be retired. I know that the work you're calling me to do is great, but I'm wondering, do I really have what it takes? See, the pressure's rising up, and I feel like I'ma break. I don't know if I can handle what you're putting on my plate. See, the crooked way is easy, it's harder on the straight, but you can tell that I believe you. My work show my faith, but it's hard not to get poisoned when you live among snakes. When people say they love you, but their heart is full of hate. They claiming that they real, but for real, man, they fake. But who am I to judge them? I'm in no better state. My wife and kids love me, they say, Daddy, you were great. My church family say they appreciate the fact that I keep it real, but sometimes I feel fake. God, I wonder if choosing me was a mistake.
No, no.
Like I'm losing air. I know you said you won't give me more than I can bear, but when I stare into my past, I want my dad back. I'm still haunted by the night he got the heart attack. Now who's gonna teach me how to raise a family? No one to take the time to teach me what a man should be. These were the questions, I really couldn't see the plan, but your spirit taught me by the word how to be a man. I'm trying to do the
right thing. I'm a preacher, father, and a husband. Come to think of it, I'm like him. Who would've thought your boy would grow to be a preacher? And across the world, you hear my music through their speakers. People looking up to me, they say I'm an inspiration. I'm getting called to the sick to lay hands and pray for them. The man that I am in the public, they love it. But the man in private, now that's the one I fight with.
No, no, no.
He said, my word created the Milky Way, and the same word upholds the universe today. My word is so perfect, the sun stays in its place, and the earth has never fallen out its orbit. Finite man, you should have known better. My word is the glue that holds everything together. I am outside of time, man, way beyond eternity. I don't work for this, it's the opposite. It works for me, the sun, moon, and stars, and every single planet. They are all in obedience to my commandments. Finite man, remember this, that science is the study of what happened when I spoke in Genesis. Now with all this power and all this glory, I could destroy your world, dog, and restart the story. But instead, I became flesh and died for your sake. And what I died for, don't you call a mistake.
No, no, no.
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. Hey. The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertedSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Are you SF.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads? Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. Get more and more and more at TheSouth.com. TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms, online community, and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus. Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
Westcoastfire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Right there, Richie Righteous, no mistakes. Remember, y'all, God doesn't make any mistakes, man. And that's something that we all got to think about, man. God does not make mistakes. And that's not the topic of the day. But before we get on the topic of the day, I got DJ Noble with me, man. I need you to do this, bro. I need you to shout out all the VA artists that you've probably connected with, man, just start going, bro. I know it's a long list, man.
It's a long list, yeah, man. Pretty much shout out to my dude, Scott Lane, one of the most underrated artists out there, man. Like, if you ain't heard Scott Lane, you gotta check him out, man.
Yeah.
My dude Chambers, Madline, Epic, Premises, who's really from North Carolina, but he's an extension of us. Pagoda, or now known as P-Dot. Man, Fro Wonders, Trap Gutter, and the list goes on. Jay Allen, N.R. Hunt, my dude Savior's Advocate, Mona J. Yeah, my dude Malik Fisher, Picasso. Man, that's off the top, man.
Man, you guys got a squad. Like, you was naming some names. I know some of them cats. So I'm like, okay. And I'm looking into your bio right now, man. And I understand you're a licensed minister with the Assemblies of God.
Yes, sir.
Okay, man. So we're going to get on the topic of the day, and we ain't just, you know, messing with somebody that don't know what they talking about. So we getting it in. DJ Noble, man, I was praying, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. And I really feel like a lot of people are worrying right now, man. What would you say is a reason people tend to worry in life, even not non-Christians? What are some things that non-Christians tend to worry about a lot?
I think a lot of us just we all fall into this category. Like you said, non-Christians alike. It's a human issue, man, really.
Yeah.
I think we worry a lot because we fear what's going to happen tomorrow. It's just pretty much a fear. Whether it be dealing with finances, whether it be dealing with health, and other situations, you know, what's going on with our family, what's going on with our kids, what's going on in this nation. I mean, I think we, and a lot of times we have a right to worry about these things. It's a crazy topic, man. I was just going through this thing this morning, man, just thinking about worrying, oh man, how am I gonna pay this bill?
Yeah.
Or how am I gonna get to this point that I need to be? I don't have a lot of time. You know, I think we put a lot of that stuff in our own hands and not realize that God can really help us out with these worries. I mean, the word tells us, man, not to worry. Let me ask you about the things of tomorrow, man. That's the cares. What's going on today, man? What's happening today, man? Yeah, worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow, but you know, it's kind of a trust factor, man. I think that, I think, man, a lot of times when we worry, you know, we're thinking of what's happening in the past or what could happen in the future instead of really at this time, in this moment, of putting our cares upon God. You know, if God could take care of the birds of the air, he's going to definitely take care of us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I think we're just driven by life, man. Life in general causes us to worry.
Right.
You know,
no.
What are people going to say about what we're doing? You know, if I go witness it, will they receive it or not? Why should I worry about that? You know, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's nothing that we can actually do ourselves. A lot of things, we just have to trust God to solve those issues, solve those worries.
Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think worrying can ever be a good thing? Do you think it could be a good thing? What do you think?
I think it could be, in a sense that I think it's kind of like how far you take it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like this, man, honestly. It's kind of like the issue of lust, right? I mean, hey, there are some good-looking women out there. You know, if you're a man, there's good-looking women. If you're a woman, there's good-looking men, right?
Right.
But it's like how far, and you can recognize that, like, okay, I recognize that person is a good-looking person. Now, where your thoughts carry you after that is where you have to be concerned.
Right.
So if I worry, I can be like, oh, man, something needs to be paid or something needs to happen or, you know, whatever the case may be. I can worry for that moment, but it's how far I carry those thoughts.
Mm.
Okay, am I going to allow myself to to remain worried all the time, or am I going to be like, okay, I'm worried about this situation, something needs to be done, and I need to trust God in this situation to help me stay past. So I don't think it's a bad thing to worry, but I don't think it's just how far we dwell in that worryingness.
Right. What would you say is, just for somebody out there right now, that, I mean, the world is getting crazy, man. I know a lot of people worry about what's coming, like you said, next. What is something that can ease or relieve all the things that they're worrying about, man? I mean, as a believer, we believe in Jesus, but how does Jesus help us defeat worry?
Pretty much defeated at the cross, in a sense, you know? Yeah, I mean, that's a simple, cliché-ish Christian answer. But, I mean, it's also the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
If we learn to cast our cares upon Him, you come up with this thought of being worried. You're like, man, I'm extremely worried, or I'm stressed, or I'm anxious about something. I mean, as far as if we can go back into what the Word says, and Bible telling us to be anxious for nothing. Like, okay, I know for me, that helps my thoughts out a lot. Because it's all, a worry is a thought, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, man, okay, if I can depend on Christ, if the Bible tells me to be anxious for nothing, that means absolutely everything. You know what I'm saying? There aren't exceptions to nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing is absolute. Says be anxious for nothing. So, like, if that's an absolute statement, then I have to trust God to rhyme with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm going to rhyme with, okay, I'm going to believe in what the Word says. I'm going to trust in the statement, so I'm going to go ahead and just put my foundation, my trust in it, rather than listen to somebody else. Hey, man, but you say you don't. Say you be anxious for nothing, but what about this that's coming up? What about that? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we will give in to our own thoughts and give in to the thoughts of others around us, which just creates this enormous amount of worryingness in our life. So
man,
just believe on Christ's words and what He said, the truth. That's what we have to rely on as Christians.
That's right, y'all. So y'all heard it from the homie DJ Noble. I'm gonna talk about that a little bit later on the show. We're gonna go into a 40 deep remix. Shout out to the homie Lecrae, man. You guys did a 40 deep, and I thought y'all was gonna put 40 cats on the track, but we didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? So talk to me about this song right here, man.
Well, I mean, we just pretty much took Lecrae's song and his concept of being 40 deep, just being a bunch of believers that are, man, that aren't afraid, that aren't ashamed of the gospel, that are not afraid to spit the truth. Pretty much that's what we all did. You know, we all had our own concept. You know, we all had our own take on what the track really is. So, man, we're 40 deep, so we know we have each other's back. The 40 deep, man. I mean, we're trusting in the Word, man, that God will fight our battles for us, too. I mean, God Himself is 40 deep. You know what I'm saying? He's an army in Himself. So,
yeah.
But our trust as believers that come together, man, that, I mean, we might not be literally 40 deep, but we're going to appear as we're 40 deep.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we just have a few of us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You look at Gideon's army, you know what I'm saying?
That's tough.
They weren't a big army.
Yeah.
Compared to the people that they battled, but together, they came together, man, became powerful. Because that's what God wanted. So, I mean, we don't have to be big in numbers all the time, but, man, if we can come together, set our differences aside, sometimes what we have to do, a lot of times we bicker and complain about doctrine and all this other kind of stuff. Set a lot of stuff aside, man, we can unify.
That's right.
And make a difference in this world, in our nation, in our cities, man, and just be strong for Christ.
All right, man, so let's hop into this. This is Yada the King with the DJ, the host, the MC, DJ Noble. Let's check out this track right here, 40 Deep on Yada the King.
The boy is dangerous.
All saved, all serious.
Yeah. 40 Deep,
all
baby.
All saved, all serious.
The DA remix.
All
shout
saved,
out to McCray.
All saved, all.
Yeah.
All saved, all.
Straight out the box, I'm yelling 116.
Yeah.
Unashamed, homie, and I ain't afraid to spit. Deep like the black hole, once you win, you can't get out. Once he comes back, you can't call for that timeout. Anyway, got one left in 20 seconds either. A crescent in the star, a lot can't help you either. And we pack no heaters, just rounds to the truth.
Here it is.
Yes, God pleases, and the Bible is our proof. Wanna get in, we'll check Romans 10:9. We ride in your hood, and we ain't that hard to find. We ride on the block, leaving right where the Crips walk. Like the greatest real. Talk, curbs in the sidewalk. Game-related folk, cause we blood in, blood out. Been by his blood, and that's the way we going out. But there is no beat down. Jesus took it for us. Bring for the hook.
Come on.
Now you can never call us.
Blitz up, 40 deep. All saved, all serious. Blitz up, 40 deep. Hey, holla at us if you're curious. Blitz up, 40 deep. We all saved, all serious. Blitz up, 40 deep. Come holla at us if you're curious.
Blitz up, 40 deep.
All saved, all serious.
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 Cross on my back like a tattoo. You can say that boy inked up. DJ Noble and his track will do. Leaving every single track beat up. Living for the king in the flesh dead. Christ rose up like fresh bread. Washing the blood on fresh kid. Can I eat these beat? I think I just did. I'll be stunting like my daddy. And my daddy name is Jesus. I'll be living for my daddy. And I'm living for my visa. I'm a beast, but I won't eat ya. Ain't no sixes on my head. Cause like snake skin, Christ's blood was shed. And now I'm brand new like tags on me. Babe in my life put cash on me. Now I ain't even tryna brag. Homie, clothes I got just rags on. Like food line, got it in the back, homie. Ain't no flag, homie. I'm saving so serious. You ain't gotta ask, homie. We make the angels listen and bow their head. Is the old me here? Nah, he dead. A new person, my social security is changed. Through God, I'm able, but the flow is raising cane.
Blitz up, 40 deep. I'll say that I'm serious. Blitz up, 40 deep. Hey, holla at us if you're curious. Blitz up, 40 deep. We all say now serious. Blitz up, 40 deep. Come holla at us if you're curious.
Blitz up, 40 deep.
All saved, all serious.
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 It's Skyline, man. Yeah, what it do, folks? I'm running with a team of angels like Pujols.
Yeah.
We like SEAL Team 6 with the truth, bro. Balance of Christ, crack the sky and bring the troops home. These dope boys moving weight like sumo.
Okay.
In the streets ain't nothing sweet, no glucose.
Nah.
We pushing nothing but the cross, the real
that's
Jesus.
Right.
About to take the cornerback, the real Jesus.
Let me tell you how we shut that down. Got the double drip like, what's that sound? Trying to step another brother before you bust that round. Teach him how to walk with Christ, then run that town. Christ come back round, he going forever, can't nobody touch that crown.
Yep.
Christ plus never ended love, that's how he can give it all in his blood, touch that crown.
Under that cross, he was hanged at. I keep truth in my verses, let him bang that. The rap flow is so John McEnroe. Hostile, preaching God's truth to the casket.
Blitz up, 40 deep, all saved, all serious. Blitz up, 40 deep, hey, holla at us if you're curious. Blitz up, 40 deep, we all saved, all serious. Blitz up, 40 deep, come holla at us if you're curious.
Blitz up, 40 deep,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up, 40 deep,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up, 40 deep,
all saved, all serious.
Look homie, I was just talking, I really be in the streets. Only difference is we seven strong, we ain't 40 deep. We be passing out tracks while my boy open air preaches. Telling Muslims, atheists, Buddhists about Jesus. All saved and serious like Lecrae said. Killing my flesh daily cause he won't stay dead. If he knew it was best for him, he would play dead. Cause soon as I'm in that word, the power make him bankhead. Get it, homie, this ain't for the religious. The beat harder guarded and timid, I keep guarding the lyrics, that's where the power is. He's all powerful, the power's his. He's the father, so call us the power kids. But we are grown men, going in, woe is him who dies in sin without getting to know him. We chose him, man, we owe him. My old sins have been tossed in the garbage like some old
sins. Up for the key, I'll save our series. Blitz up for the key, hey, holla at us if you're curious. Blitz up for the key, we all saved our series. Blitz up for the key, come holla at us if you're curious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Never scared with my guy right behind me. Saints in the seat and around the world, yeah, my squad deep. Armored up the field and 6 we hit that concrete. Fully suited for war, can't penetrate the squad team. We meditating on that word, no kind. He face dug in that scripture for more wisdom than Socrates. God gave us the ability to build that body. We work together, trading gifts, remind me of a swap meet. And if we ever walk away, the lovers with you can. The straight commission can. Don't do it from the church. Ain't got no time for cowards, don't be scared to lose your neck. Many call, but few were chosen. I go and what the heck? Just about my discovery, the lies of my dog will never hide. No longer be hungry and coward. I'd have been never done that, never happened. If I was about self, then I'd go, but it didn't have power. But remember when I didn't have accountability, and I was living in sick of the country, monogamy. But now it's monogamy. I'm just about to fight. See me, none of you fight. See the people world
right. Blitz up for the key, I'll save our series. Blitz up for the key, hey, holla at us if you're curious. Blitz up for the key, we all saved our series. Blitz up for the key, come holla at us if you're curious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Man, you own nothing, boy, man, the earth is his. Royal colors, man, call me the purple kid. Don't try to fight me, boy, you might hurt your fist. I stick that sword in my mouth like it's a circus trick. Sword in my hand in case you think I'm holding cash. www.com to hit you with a /.com/.org. My God reigns forever and not yours. Bad with the girls, I once was a heathen, they were scared. Reborn again, but both scared of my semen. And life, it's a playground surrounded by demons trying to make me backslide. So I just start swinging in the name of Jesus with all this authority. Pledge Alpha Omega like it was sorority. Demons wishing my mom would've aborted me. The revolution be televised, somebody start recording it.
Blitz up for the key, I'll save our series. Blitz up for the key, hey, holla at us if you're curious. Blitz up for the key, we all saved our series. Blitz up for the key, come holla at us if you're curious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Blitz up for the key,
all saved, all serious.
Somebody better count these. I'm liable to put the one in front of my 16. You know I overwrite, I'm blowing overnight. So pay me my retainer, you know I overbite. You could be nice, but ain't nothing over Christ. We brighten a dark fantasy with all of the lights. 40 deep, we breaking all of the mics. I'm sick of all the trash, we breaking all of the hype. Yikes, why they even let me do this? This ain't even fair, I'm a bear on the music. Grizzly with him and me, I tear through the music. The cross that I bear is the barrier for lucid. Fur, but they prefer I say some stupid stuff. Or maybe some cliche Christian rapper music stuff. But that's enough, cause the box can't lock me. I fight with these hooks for my city, yeah, Rocky. End zone, I'm gone on my Jeremy Shockey. We're brawling just a part of the game, we're playing hockey. Long as the most high got me, and that's gonna be forever. So whatever you can try, it won't stop me. Wonders.
All right, 40 Deep with DJ Noble, man. Who was all on that track? I know you were a radio personality, so you know.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, of course, it was me. I led off the track. Right after that, my dude, Tramp the Vessel. And then Scott Lane, Malik Fisher. Wait, man, after Scott Lane's Picasso, then Malik Fisher, N.R. Hunt. And then the dude that did, he went bonkers on it, man. He actually spit 20 bars instead of 16. For wonders, man. He did his thing on it, though.
Yeah. So that's what's up, man. So y'all got a little squad going on, man. And I want to rephrase that. Y'all got a squad going on out there, VA. Y'all putting it together, man. What would you say is key for other cities to come together and work together as the body of Christ, man? And give me what you think on that.
Man, you know what? This is crazy, man, because I think this is an epidemic that a lot of cities face. I do see even in this area, man, like we have a lot of artists, man, but there's sometimes there's not a lot of unity. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really a major problem. I mean, it's really not uncommon when you think of the church itself, man. We're always divided by doctrine, by denomination, by, you know, just various things. And it's a hard thing to do, man. So, how we get together, really, man, I think the key is to throw out our differences. You know, we have so many secondary issues that we feel are primary issues, but they're really not. Our primary concern and our primary commonality as believers is that the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. You know what I'm saying? That He is the truth. He is who He said He is. He's the Son of God. You know, died for the remission of our sins. You know, rose from the grave. You know what I'm saying? That's what we believe. And who inspires us? You know, Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit inspires us to do what we do. I think that's the main thread that we should rely on each and every time. However, it goes always into the secondary issues of denomination, doctrine, what God has called you to do. And what's crazy about that, and like especially in the Christian hip hop, you know, rap scene, is that we get caught up in these lanes and these sidetracks of, hey man, look, I'm not gonna put Jesus in every bit of rhyme that I do, you know what I'm saying, in every song, or I'm just gonna spit theology on this track, and if you don't agree with what I'm doing, then man, just get out of my face.
Yeah.
You know, there's that type of mentality where, you know, especially it helped me being a DJ, that what I realized, man, over the years, that one, as believers, we come from all different types of walks. We have all different types of testimonies. We come from different denominations, a different belief set, and those things that we seem as being important aren't really important. But to us, for some reason, it becomes important. So I think the key to that, man, is just throwing all that mess aside. Like, look, man, and our purpose in life should be, okay, number one, to please God with the music that we're producing and the ministry that we have. And number two, just, you know, hey, look, if we have differences, let's throw them aside for the sake of the kingdom. There are too many people out there dying, too many people caught up in false religions, you know what I'm saying? In a false mindset of how they view life, man. And, man, the only hope that anybody has, Christians and non-Christians, non-believers alike, is Christ, you know what I'm saying? So our motive should be, okay, look, man, we want to make sure that God is pleased with what he's doing in our lives, and God doesn't want us to be disunified. He wants us to be unified in our efforts to bring people to Him, draw people to Him, you know what I'm saying? But if we have so much discord, man, when it's going to be a whole lot more difficult to bring people into the kingdom of God than, you know, otherwise. So
now that's what's up, man. DJ Noble, for people hearing you right now, they want to know how they can get a hold of you, man. How can they do that?
Man, several ways. Actually, you can reach me on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/DJ Noble, 4 Christ, DJ Noble 4 Christ. You can also find me on Twitter there. And those are Prince Farm, if that's concerned, they can reach me there. You can also go to youtube.com/DJNoblesForChrist. Check out the videos and stuff right there. If you want to download the mixtape, you can go to djnoble.bandcamp.com. Download the Peace Prize. I also did some other joints called Sub Zero. And Sub Zero is pretty much, if you want to know my testimony, you know, what God has done in my life, what God has brought me out of, and brought me from, that's pretty much the best place to go. If you want to hear it in, you know, like the form of hip hop, download the Sub Zero series, man. And pretty much what I did with that is took old school tracks, kind of blended them together, man, and spit over them. So, you know, we want to know what my life was like back in Leavenworth, Kansas, where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Where I went to college at Pittsburgh State in Kansas. You'll find out, man, even what God has brought me through here in VA, man, through the whole transition, man. It's all wrapped up into that, to the Sub Zero series.
All right, man. Well, look, let's do this. We're going to get into some music. DJ Nova was with us, man. We appreciate you with us here on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's get into this track, Swerve, on Yacht of the King Radio, featuring Jordan Armstrong, Kid, and Jesus Geek. Let's go. From Black Knight.
Swerving, everybody know it. Living my life, I ain't living for the moment. Better start moving, better start moving. I'm in my zone, got me feeling like a million. I go, homie, I go. Walking on that water, you won't catch me in that boat. Hey, yes, I'm a believer, despite about the whispers. Yeah, I gotta do what he say, I'll respond without a murmur. I gotta let go with my ego. If I don't, I go so crazy like a monkey with some symbols. So no, it's not a riddle. Put that wig on, keep it simple. All you gotta do this, listen, then it's time to go. Swerve, ha. Swerving,
catch me in my lane, boy. KI2Ds, you remember the name, boy? Hell, we gon' follow the savior. High like elevators, ain't worry about getting paper. Find me where my father be. Shout out to Show and the Cats in High Society. In these black nights, I'm shining with the black knight. Christ like image, take a picture, it'll last your life. Move. If you in the way, get the applause like audience. Cause we here to stay. Here to make a change. Swerving, they say we insane. Paint a certain picture so they keep us in a certain frame. I'ma
swerve.
Let me
swerve.
I swear. Like driver's ed. Going dumb.
Special ed.
I do it for the people. Yeah, they love the kids. And I'm extra fly.
Because he died.
So I can live. And that's what it is.
Bite my tongue.
To say the least. All they do is bar, but I'm a dog off the leash. When it comes to this music, what I do, capiche? I shut my thoughts and blood, cause every day I fight the beast. Riding round in that old capri, in the dirty south, just like XOT. Y'all told me that I'd be me when I was making beats on that old motif. I feel like I could say the world 1,000 times. God bless me so I can shine. Going hard with the solid time.
Swerve.
Find it, live it, love it, spread it. It's the new motto. Christ rolled the stone away. He's my role model. Holy Spirit, give me up. Full throttle. Now I walk the narrow path. Runway model. Yep, I'm no Moscato. Yeah, my guy, he answers prayer, but he ain't no genie in the bottle. Yeah, you hollow, but he hollow. And all them other guys, they just bogus. And I just wanna see him clear. Canon, focus. Bow. Generation 242. Yeah, we run the game. It's the takeover. Ricky in the brain. Yeah, I hope team. Yeah, we go insane. Yeah. When he say go, we go. We moving,
man. Swerving,
everybody know it. Living my life, I ain't living for the moment. Better start moving.
Swerve.
once more with feeling.
Swerve. Swerve.
It's your boy Kim, man.
Swerve. Swerve.
It's the break-in. Black Knight.
Swerve. Swerve.
Swerve.
Swerve.
Swerve. Swerve. We swerving over here, man.
Swerve.
Get at me.
I'm kinda feeling that I'm blind. I don't see the opposition. They behind me, I'm not turning around while I'm on this mission. The position I'm in it, cause he called and I listened. And no, he's not on the cross nor dead anymore. He has risen. I was missing freedom. He done came and freed me from that prison. And to all them hoping that I stop, y'all go on, keep on wishing. Got my feet fitted with the readiness. No, I ain't slipping, and I got it all on. So y'all go on, keep on tripping. I'm not perfect, so every day me and God working at it. Some of y'all don't know what it's like, man. I used to be an addict. I hated that I had it, but still I just had to have it just to forget who I was, because my life was like the saddest. Then he took my heart, grabbed it. Thanks to him I kicked the habit. Now my habit is to take hip hop and just act like a savage. I'm not average, perform it, the devil must be embarrassed. He tried all that he could to stop this album, yet here you have it.
And you only, no, you'll never leave me alone. You said follow me. If you're lonely,
if you're lonely,
you could have left me all on my own. But you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all.
That I'm nothing without Jesus, I got no problem admitting. So I worship her a second, minute, hour, day, and instant. I was lost, he became a navigator like the Lincoln. And he offered me life, so now and then I keep on living. Wanna give a big shout out to BTD, Ed, and my mama. I pack this floor of errors like I could say what I wanna. But I talk about the fact that cause of Christ I call him Abba. Man, it's not a homie if you against it. See you mañana. Adios, sayonara, see ya later. Now here we go, hurry, think I'm to a halt. While I'm shooting like a free throw, I don't play with a demon. See him play him like casino, and I throw him in Miami. You can call me Dan Marino. Yes, it's blessed, serving the Jesus Christ, I confess it. Try to live it out as best as I can, as I spread the message that he came and died for my sin. 3 days later, resurrected, and the wrong he'll correct it. All you gotta do is accept it.
Said follow me. If you're lonely,
if you're lonely,
you could have left me all on my own. But you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all. I'm blessed to serve your love,
Lord.
Love.
You gave everything that you are. So I give everything that I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. Bless it. Gate called Federal. He the king of the tone. LP.
Alright, we on the topic of the day. And the topic of the day is worry. A lot of us, why do we worry? A lot of times we worry because of uncertainty. A lot of times when you think about worrying, it comes from you not knowing how something is going to happen, you not being sure what's going to happen. And a lot of times worrying is all about speculation. You know, if I was in a church, I would say speculation, and had a people say speculation. But listen, worrying a lot of times just comes from stuff that you have no control over. And I think that a lot of times, sometimes we worry over stuff that, you know, we come to see later that it's not even that big of a deal. But we spent 2-3 days worrying over it. Man, I got a great testimony. I've been through some financial hardships in my life. And man, there were some times where it was real bad. And I was like, God, I need you to do something. And I've been praying. I was praying for years. Lord, I need you. And it was bad for years. And I'm just going to tell you, man, I was struggling to pay the mortgage. This is what was going down. But God said, don't worry, I got you, son. And he kept telling me this for like a year and a half, or at least a year. And, you know, the hard part of it is the bill collectors, they're not saying, oh, don't worry about it. They're like, yo, we need to get this money. Are you planning on keeping this house? Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, all I can say is, man, I know God's going to come through. I've seen him do it before. I know you guys are going to get your money. I know you don't want it like this, but you're going to get it soon. So, you know, after a while, you start doubting, like, God, come on, man. I know you told me to step out in this ministry. I know that you told me to go forth and do what I'm doing now. But, man, I'm really worried, man. It's looking really bad. And God kept telling me, don't worry, son. I got you. Don't worry. And, you know, to make a long story short, it went off like that for about a year. I was able to make some payments every now and then, but it was not consistent, man. And then you get the notices they start sending you, like, hey, man, if you want to keep your house. And I was like, man, I was getting worried. And what happens when you get worried? You get frustrated because stuff is because of stuff that you feel like is out of control. You can't control it. And what begins to happen is you begin to worry. You begin to doubt God. Even doubt the word of God. Like, okay, God. Or even doubt, man, am I doing what you told me to do, God? And it's very important for us to be in a right place with God so that we can hear from God. A lot of times during those times when I was praying, sometimes it was prayer out of frustration. And frustration prayer, I'm going to tell you this. It's good to pray, but frustration prayer is not the best prayer that you could have. And to make a long story short, God came through, helped me get caught back up on the mortgage. Man, and I tell you, man, it was nothing but God. God came through. I was blessed with a lump sum of money to be able to take care of that. And that's what God does, man. And I mean, during that whole time, he told me not to worry. And me now, as I'm growing older in my faith, I can see when God tells me not to worry about something, it gives me a little more confidence. I'm not going to say that I just got it and I'm like, hey, I ain't never worrying again in my life. Man, I would speak that, hey, Lord, help me not to worry again in my life. But what this shows us is that God is ultimately in control. If you are worrying, you're in a place of worry and you don't know what's going on and you're frustrated, man, I will say, just get to a place where you could just trust in God. Get to a place where you could just say, God, I'm going to rely on you alone. I'm not going to worry about what the situation is looking like. God, even if I messed up to get to this place, I know there might be consequences for what happened, but God, please open the door so that I can get to take care of what I need to take care of. And if you really need some inspiration, Matthew chapter 6, the latter part of Matthew chapter 6 talks about do not worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. Isn't life more than those things? And God will actually, if he takes care of the birds, the sparrows, the lilies of the valley, how much do you know that he's going to take care of you? And you should know he's going to take care of you because you're worth more than those things to God. And that's really what's up, man. If you need prayer, I would love to pray with you. Give me a call, 425-243-4285. Once again, that's 425-243-4285. You can also text us at that number or hit us up at Yada the King on Twitter and Facebook. We love to chop it up with you, man. We love you. I want to encourage you in the Lord. Be strong. I'm out of here. It's the Warrior Don Christian. Life and bless God.
I always gotta keep my praise with me. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da. I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada That King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada That King Radio.
Yada That King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada That King Radio.
I always gotta keep my friends.
Yada That King Radio. Yada That King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada That King?
Yada That King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada That King Radio now on gospelnw.com.
Yada That King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada That King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity.com.